Matthew chapter 7, let's read verse 12. It's going to be familiar. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. What do we call that? The golden rule. Yeah, that's what we call that. It's all the law and the prophets really just summed up in such few words. Now, only Jesus can do that. We complicate things too much. Bible talks about the simplicity in Christ, and we get away from that. We get too complicated. Well, some things can get complicated, but the basic moral law of God is not complicated. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the songs, and thank you for the word. I pray you bless it to our hearts now. Give us, Lord, understanding. Give us clarity of thought here, and help us to be able to get the message across. And Lord, that's impossible. I'm not able unless you help me. Without you, I can do nothing. And so, Holy Spirit, I pray you'd have your way in every heart and mind here tonight, and that you'd quicken our minds and ears, that we'd listen to the word of God and listen for what you would say to each of us. It's not me ministering, it's the Spirit of God. And I pray it be that way tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. The guiding rule of our life in regard to others is all that we expect or desire from others we should do to them in all circumstances. That's the guiding rule of our life as far as others are concerned. Now, I may have fumbled that up a little bit, but you understand what I'm saying? The guiding rule for our life as we interact with other people, and we should do to them the way we want them to do to us in all things. We know that we know our own desires very well, don't we? You know how you want other people to treat you, don't you? You know how you want other people to talk to you and everything else. You know what you want other people to do towards you. In fact, we know our own desires better than anybody or anything else. So it is the best standard to apply. Isn't that amazing? How he turns everything around. Our own desires, our own thoughts about ourselves, our own things. That's what he made as the guide for the way we treat other people. Wow. Tells you that the law of God, the moral law of God, is written on the heart of every man, every person. Yeah, everybody knows. You know what's, you may argue about it and say, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Well, if it was done to you, you'd see what was wrong with it. Guarantee you. Amen. If it was one of your loved ones was on the receiving end of it, you would know whether it was right or wrong. You would have an opinion. What other people do to other people. The way they treat them and everything. Judge others the way you want others to judge you. Now, we're back at the beginning of this chapter, first verse, judge not that you be not judged. We talked about all that, and I think that was clear about that right when we talked about that. This was clear in that. Don't be so critical. Don't be so condemning of others. I mean, you know, treat them like you want to be. Do you want to be condemned? Do you want to be looked down upon and vilified for everything you do? Anything you do? Of course not. You want people to use a real short measuring stick on you? Well, with what measure you meet, he told us back there, that's going to be measured to you. So judge others the way you want others to judge you. To the merciful shall find mercy. That's the way it is. Give to others the way you want others to give to you. Don't be a getter, be a giver. It's more blessed to give than to receive. If you want, if you want people to ever give to you, then give to others. Be the giver. What does it say? You know, give, and then what? And it shall be given unto you. Full measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall men give into your bosom. That's the way it works. Speak to others the way you want others to speak to you. In every way. Kind? You like to be spoken to kindly? Do you like to be spoken to in anger? Do you like to be spoken to in frustration? Do you like to be spoken to condescendingly? Well, no. You like for people to speak to you with respect? Then speak to other people with respect. Treat other people like they're somebody. If you want other people to treat you like you're somebody. If you treat other people like they're trash or a piece of junk, guess what they're going to do to you? This is the golden rule. Basic thing. Jesus said, for this is all the law. This is the law and the prophets. This is it. This is what the sum of all the law of God is about. You can go back in Deuteronomy and read. You can read verse after verse after verse after verse about the animals and how you interact with people and stealing from people and all the different violations of the law. And every one of them, you can sum it up right here. Yeah. You know, it's interesting when you go back here and read that stuff because there's a lot of things that it's all just common sense. That you would understand. But it all hinges on this right here. You know, like you got a, if you've got a cow and it gets out in your neighbor's field and destroys his crop, guess what? Yeah, you got to pay for it. You got an animal that gets out and hurts somebody or kills somebody. You know what they did? You know what the law said was the punishment for that? If he had been want to get out and do that before. I mean, you got one chance. If you had an animal that was a killer or aggressive and hurt people, if he got out once and tried it, and you put him back, if he got out again and did it and killed somebody, you were put to death with him. Say, wow. Yeah. Well, it's obvious that you don't care about your neighbors. You don't care about your neighbor's kids. You don't care about nobody but yourself and your cow. So, if you cared, you'd have done something with that thing. Now people got dogs that kill people. And everybody defends the dogs. Everybody loves the dogs more than they do the children. They weep over a dog that's put down because he killed some child. And they don't weep at all about the child. It's because we're a messed up world. It all hinges on whether you, how you treat other people. Now, you know the way you want them to treat you. If you got a neighbor that's got a killer dog, you ain't going to rest easy unless that dog is safely secured at all times. Think about other people like you want them to think about you. You know, I've hammered on this quite a bit about in the mind and heart that we talked about and thinking evil of other people and being condemning of other people. You know, look at everybody in the best light you can. Show charity. Be charitable. That means look at them. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Don't impute evil to them for everything, you see. Give them a chance. Maybe it ain't just like you think it is. Maybe it ain't just like it looks like. A lot of times. In fact, most of the time, it's not. There's things we don't know, things we don't see. We see one little thing and we think, and then we create this whole image of that person that is not fair and just and right. And so think about other people in your heart and mind about the way you think about other people. Think about them the way you want them to think about you. I mean, what if they saw you say one little thing, do one little thing, and they just formed this whole negative opinion of you because of one little thing you said or did? You got to be careful, you know. We were here the other day. We stopped here on the way back from the Piper Bluff, and I always stop and come in and check things and do whatever. And there was some people parked on the parking lot out here. And I didn't pay no mind. They just parked side by side out there talking. I just pulled in here and come out. When I went back out, well, they were saying, well, we're sorry. And he said, is this Mike? And I looked around there, and I said, yeah. And, well, it's the boy that knows Daniel. And David, and, you know, and he knew me by name. And I didn't know him, but he told me who he was, so I knew who he was and everything. But I'm just saying that to say, you know, you don't know who knows you that you don't even know. You don't know who's watching you that you don't even, not even aware of. So you better be careful how you treat people, how you act and everything. Because people are pretty harsh judges of you. They don't cut you no slack. I mean, they're looking for fault. Don't be that way. You don't like that, do you? You don't like being held to such a short measuring stick, do you? Well, be generous with other people, okay? That's what it says here. You want people to do, even if you're if you do something low down and rotten, you desire mercy from other people, don't you? You desire forgiveness from other people, don't you? Sure you do. So, be that way with other people. Be forgiven. Be patient. Be long-suffering. Be forbearing. That's before the fact. Know ahead of time that that everybody's probably going to disappoint you if you expect perfection from them. You know. All right, deal with others the way you want them to deal with you in business dealings and everything else. You know, it's just not right. I don't, you know, there's people that think that it's, I don't know, admirable. It's a noble quality to always be a Jewing people down and trying to squeeze another dollar out of somebody for something. I don't believe that's right. You don't like that when people do that to you. I just don't do that to people. If they've got something and they're selling it and I say how much you want for it and they tell me, then that's what they want. If I want it bad enough, that's what I'll give them for it. I ain't going to try to Jew them down half. I never will forget, we went to Mexico on a trip, and on the way down, we got a lecture on the way down about not Jewing down them poor Mexicans and trying to get them. And when we got there, guess who was doing the Jewing down? I mean, ridiculously fanatical about Jewing them down. Him, the one who gave us the lecture. Yeah. Because that somehow everybody thinks, well, that's good business. Well, that's the way y'all do it. And then you go, it is not, saith the buyer. And then when he goes away, he brags about it. Mm-hmm. You don't want people doing you that way in your dealings with other people. You don't want people lying to you, crooking you, Jewing you. That's a racial word, I guess, but everybody knows what it means. I don't know how else to say it. All right. This would make us impartial and completely truthful and just if we would just deal with others the way we want others to deal with us. If we would just talk to others, if we would just judge others, if we would just think of others, if we would just give to others the way we want them to do toward us, then that would make us that'd make us impartial and we wouldn't be prejudiced at all. We wouldn't go into anything and any dealings with other people with a preconceived or preformed way we were going to do it. We'd be truthful and we'd be just. And it would destroy hatred and envy. One little verse, Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 words. And most of them is little bitty short words. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. Now that's the way Jesus summed it all. This would cure everything. All the problems, all the hatred, all the strife, all the treachery, all the unkindness, all the slander, stealing, adultery, and murder, and everything. It would cure it all. You wouldn't do it if you cared for other people more than you do yourself. Yeah. That's why you commit adultery. That's why you commit fornication. That's why you steal. That's why you lie. That's why every rotten thing, every sin of mankind that there is, it's because you care more for yourself than you do other people. You want to satisfy yourself more than you care about the consequences that it's going to bring on anybody else's life. You think that whatever you do is your business and it ain't nobody else's business. while you leave a path of destruction behind you. When you sin, when you commit any of these sins that God calls sins, they're sins because they hurt other people. And I've preached to you forever about the fact that your sin is going to hurt somebody else worse than it's going to hurt you. That's the nature of it. It's the nature of it. And it won't right at that moment, but down the road it will. Mark it down. I'm telling you the truth. It would destroy all these problems. The law, this law here, is to men's relationships what a governor is to an engine. Y'all know what I'm talking about? An engine, a motor, a machine. Has to have a governor so it don't run away. Without some kind of governor on it, a stop, a limiter, it'd run away. Those old diesel engines would run away. And they'd run away till they blow themselves all to pieces. Because they couldn't, there was no way to stop them. You got to have a governor. We used to have a motor on the mill, and it had a valve release. It had a lever there. So if it did run away, you could pull that, and that opened everything up so that it couldn't keep running. And it would, never did run away. But I've watched them run away. And you guys ever seen one run away? It's pretty scary when things get out of control and you can't stop it. And everybody goes to running away. That's what this is on us, see. It's a governor. And it's, or a balance to a balance wheel on a piece of machinery. An engine has got a thing on the front of it. It's called a harmonic balancer. It's a weight that balances the motor. Any kind of piece of machinery that turns like that, especially if it's got crankshafts and other things that are not perfectly lined up and everything, it'll walk all over the place if you don't, and shake itself to pieces if it ain't got something to balance it. You got weights on the wheels of your car to balance them so you don't go down the road. You're all out of balance without this in your thinking and your dealing with other people. Nobody pays any attention to this anymore, do they? No, they don't. This is not everybody's rule. The rule for today is, if it feels good, do it. The rule for today is, you only go around once. Live life to the fullest. Love yourself. I see this junk all the time. It makes me angry, and it makes me sick to realize that people are believing this stuff about, you know, finding yourself and loving yourself. And I've told you before, I heard a preacher on a radio down in Tennessee or somewhere years ago, and that's what he said. He said, you got to love yourself before you can love anybody else. What a bunch of baloney. Jesus didn't say that. Jesus said just the opposite. He said, you love your life, you're going to lose it. Yeah, but if you lose your life for his sake, then you'll save your life. We're supposed to esteem each other better than himself. Yeah. You're supposed to be more important to me than me. Right? And the same applies to you. I mean, I'm supposed to put others ahead of myself. If I love them, I will. The only reason that I wouldn't is because I love myself more than I do them. I consider myself more important than them. A mother that is not past feeling and reprobate and without natural affection, she would starve to death to give her children the food first. That's what love does. We read a deal in one of the devotions one time, and it's about a bird somewhere. And that bird, that's what it does. It lives in the desert. And when the food runs out and they can't, the mother feeds the babies with her own blood. So they can live. She probably dies, but they live. Well, that's just the whole thing of it all. That's the way it all works. Jesus died so we could live. He gave himself for us. I mean, he practiced what he preached here. He laid down his life for his friends. He poured out his blood for your sins. and mine. I mean, he died so that we might not perish, but have eternal life. And that's, there you go. What better example do we have? He did just exactly what he's saying here. This law is like a governor and like a balanced wheel. It would put everything in check in the moral world. Just like a governor does to the end. You'd know what's right and wrong if you just go by this. If you really would. It would prevent any irregular movement in the moral realm, like a balance wheel does for a piece of equipment. It would straighten us out if we could just get this down. Before you say some hateful thing to somebody, why don't you imagine that somebody's saying that to you? Before you do some terrible thing that you know is wrong, why don't you consider, what if that was done to you? Yeah. Or your mother, or your father, or your brother, or your sister. Think about it. I've known boys that get out and fornicate and laugh about it, but boy, if they found out somebody was trying to do that with their sister, that's a different deal. You see what I'm talking about? But if you got the balance wheel on there, you understand all things right. If it's wrong for somebody to do that with your sister, then it's wrong for you to do it with somebody else's sister. If it's wrong for somebody to do that with your daughter, it's wrong for you to do it with somebody else's daughter. If it's wrong for somebody to do that with your wife, it's wrong for you to do it with somebody else's wife. Because people get hurt. Now, the entire world considers this the most noble rule by which to live. The golden rule. The whole world knows this, don't they? You can go anywhere. You can mention this. And anywhere where there's any kind of understanding or knowledge, rather, of this matter, people know this golden rule. Most of them don't even know where it came from, who said it, but they know. They've heard of it. You know, they twist it all around and pervert it in all kinds of ways. Do unto others before they do unto you. You know, everybody's heard these words. Everybody's familiar with this. Jesus said this. And he said that this is the law and the prophets. This is the essence of God's law. This here's the character of God. This tells us what he's like. As you would that others do unto you. God treats us the way he wants us to treat him. He is kind to the unthankful and the evil. He is merciful. His mercy is everlasting. His mercy is renewed every morning. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God's that way. He blesses even those who are his enemies. And he tells us to do the same thing. He does it, we don't. Won't work that way, does it? But God, when Jesus said this, he's telling us just how God does toward us. This is the character of God. There's not a person on earth who will disagree with this and say this is a bad rule to live by. Who's going to argue with this? Who would say, well, I don't believe that and I don't think that's right? Ain't nobody going to say that because everybody knows this is right. There's no debate about it. As you would that others should do unto you, do ye unto them likewise. Do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Everybody believes that this is right. Everybody agrees with it, and yet they'll run from the law of God like it's a burdensome thing and an evil thing. All will agree that this is good, but how many put it into practice in their life? Really? John 7, verse 19, Bible says, did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me? See? He said, this is the law and the prophets. He said, Moses gave you the law, and you claim to believe it, you don't, and none of you keep it. All people consider themselves noble because they agree with this. This golden rule, as they call it, even though they don't implement it in their own life. Everybody agrees with it, and they consider themselves noble because they agree with it. with words, with a nod of the head. They'll quote the golden rule and then cheat their neighbor, or slander him, or try to steal his wife. Man, almost universally fail to implement it in their life because they're such haters of the true God who sits on the throne of the universe. And the reason they're such haters of God is because they're lovers of themselves. And God, with His law, interferes with that. To do unto others as you would have them do unto you interferes with you, you think it does, with getting your way and having what you want. You think if you give it away, you've lost it. But you give it away and you get. If you believe God and you believe His ways, you'll understand this. What does it cost you to be kind to somebody? What does it cost you to say kind words? What does it cost you to think well of somebody instead of evil? What does it cost you to just not steal, not cheat, not crook somebody? It don't cost you. What costs you is when you take it and it ain't yours. And that, man, that covers a big deal right there. When you take something now, when it you shouldn't have it until later. Y'all listening to me? That's what makes it wrong. There's things that are not wrong. God made it that way. But when you take it out of season, then it's illegal. Now come November, you can get out here with a rifle, you can shoot a deer. And ain't nobody going to say nothing to you. But you do it now, and you get caught, you're going to be in big trouble. Yeah. Used to be that way with turkeys. It still is with turkeys. Is turkey season still on? One more week. Is that what it is? All right. So you can kill a turkey if you got a license and you do it all things. Boy, there was one gobbling down by the house this morning as hard as he could gobble. You can go down there and shoot him. Seth had some gobbling by his house, and John's son come up there and got one of them. No problem. It's turkey season. You can do that. But there's some things you can't do when it's not the season for it, the time for it, you know. Y'all understand? Fornication is one of them. Yes, it is. Amen. I know that always it gets everybody all enthused, but I'll say it. I guess most preachers ain't saying it anymore because I had a preacher call me from Poplar Bluff, and he said, "Boy, somebody needs to be saying that." I thought, "Why ain't you saying it? Don't you tell your people that it's wrong?" Boy, the prophets did. I just read the other day, one of the prophets, he said, "You kill and steal and commit adultery and lie and then come to church and offer your offerings." And he said, I'm spitting it. I mean, you know, God abhorred it. Oh, well, we're preaching about the golden rule, ain't we? Because men are such lovers of themselves, this message really doesn't hit home for everyone. I mean, it really does. Did I say doesn't? I'm sorry. I meant to say does. Because we love ourselves so much, this really hits the target. As you would that others should do unto you. Oh, well, we can write that out real clear. What we want others to treat us. How we want them to do us. The reason a person is a sinner is because he loves himself above everything and everybody else. See, that's really the root of sin right there. You're selfish. You care about yourself more than everybody else. You want what you want, and you want it now. That's lust, and that's where sin. That's how it happens. That's how it develops. That's how you get involved in it. That's how it comes to fruition. Sinner's concerns are all that matters. His own concerns. And his concerns override the concerns of everybody else. No matter what the parents think. Don't matter what everybody else thinks. It's my choice. I am the one Who decides what I do and don't do and what I get and what I don't get? Man, that's just the very essence of sin. Ain't no humble child of God going to have that kind of attitude. What he loves is more important than anything else anybody else loves. It's back to the heart and the mind and, you know, just not having any feeling, empathy, sympathy for others. Remember we talked about that? You look out there and you look at other people and you feel what they feel. And you can't, you can't practice this if you don't do that. And when you live in sin and you harden your heart, and then you become past feeling. And all you feel is your own selfish lust. That's all you feel. And gratification. That's all you live for. Just like a hound dog. Yeah. Those people he loves are more important than anyone else's loved ones. And his priorities and concerns matter to him, and those of others do not. Go to the store on Black Friday. See how everybody acts the day after Thanksgiving. Right, Gary? Mercy. A sinner is defined, there was something else I was going to say, but I'm going to skip it. A sinner is defined as one who puts his own present happiness and pleasures above the good of God and others. What I need, what I want, what I desire right now, I'm going to get. I don't care what. I don't care if it hair laps the devil. A sinner is defined as that kind of a person. The golden rule is the summation of the law and the prophets. The law of God in a nutshell. It deals directly with the selfishness that's in man's, that's man's destruction, and turns it upon itself as a means of controlling it. Did you get me there? Did you get me? It deals directly with the selfishness that is man's destruction. Whatsoever you will, you would, you want. However you want other people to treat you. It's talking about your desires. How you want to be treated. It turns that upon yourself. See? Y'all get it? And uses that as a means of controlling it. Wow. Ain't that? That's kind of amazing, really, if you'll just sit and ponder that a little bit. Jesus took the very thing that destroys us and turned it around on us to be used as a guide and a governor and a balancer to make us do right, to help us do right, to give us the ability to do right by others. Selfishness is the cause of all the problems between men and neighbors and families and nations on earth. It is. That's the bottom line. And if simply put in practice, this simple law that Jesus put into such simple terms for us would end every quarrel, every war, every struggle for dominance in the world. It would. Wonder why the politicians don't use this. Why don't they refer to this? Why don't they make this the standard of dealing with one another? Do you know they do it in a fake, phony, put-on way? They do. This is the guide, but they fake it and lie about it and pretend to do it when they're really not doing it. It is. What's all this deal North Korea going on? What is this? What in the world? I mean, just a couple of months ago, he was the short, fat guy, and Trump was the insane, you know, old man, and, you know, he's going to nuke us, and he's going to shoot missiles at us, and boy, we just had a little bit, and I mean, he's going to give us this gift. Remember all this? Now, Trump says he's an honorable man. He's got a few faults, like shooting all of his relatives with anti-aircraft guns and stuff like that, and feeding them to the dogs, and poisoning his brother, and, you know, stuff like that, but other than that, he's an honorable guy. Smiling and shaking hands. And everybody's wonderful all of a sudden. Oh my. Well, we're just looking out for one another's best interests. Is that what it's about? Well, that would really fix the problem if it was really true. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe it was John Wayne said every man deserves a second chance, but watch him. Yes. Trust and verify. That's another way to put it. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James chapter 1, verse 22. Let me read you in Matthew chapter 7 here also, in 24 through 27. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine... He's talking about these sayings we just read, this verse tonight that we just read, what we call, the whole world calls the golden rule. He said, you hear me, these sayings I've said? You do them. You hear them and you do them. Wise man built his house upon a rock. Rocks, the house is going to stand when the storm comes. But he that heareth, everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man. Builds his house upon the sand, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Hear the word of God, and then what do? You do it. You heard before what Jesus said here. You've heard it again tonight, what Jesus said here. Now, the question is, are you going to do it? Or are you just going to ignore it and go on about your selfish way? Well, your house is not going to stand. Storm's going to come, and the rain's going to fall, and the wind's going to blow, and your house is going to fall, and great is going to be the fall of it. You do what Jesus said, your house will stand. It's the best way. At the moment, it may seem like you're the one that's the loser. You're the one that's paying. Well, go ahead and pay. You got to pay for something before you can get it. Brother Parker always said, God don't give you the blessings on the credit. And that's right. You earn them. They come after you've paid for them. Yes, sir. Let me read you a couple more verses here. Luke 6, 46. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? How can you call Jesus Lord and then not treat people the way you want to be treated? Yeah, be patient with people. You want people to be patient with you, don't you? Be kind to people. You want people to be kind to you, don't you? Well, be kind to them. Luke 11, 28, but he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Jesus, over and over and over, places the importance on us doing what he said. You've heard it, but all the world has heard this, like I said a while ago. You agree with it? Well, all the world agrees with this. Everybody thinks this is good. That's a good rule right there. You know, golden rule. Yes, sir. That's the way we ought to do. Well, everybody ought to do that. Boy, I ought to do that. So long. Knowing the way you go. That low down, dirty, right? Tell you what, I'm going to get it if I can. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. John 13, 17. This is Jesus talking. Now in Romans chapter 2 and verse 13, for not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Now, the Baptists can just bark all they want to about works, works, not works, no works, not works, no works, no works. Well, right there, I'm going to tell you right now, you better not deceive yourself into thinking that you can just believe that it's true and you're going to end up in heaven somehow. If you don't obey the gospel, you ain't got nothing. That's right. Now, and that ain't working your way to heaven. That is simply really believing. If you really believe, you're going to do. Faith without works is dead, being alone. Can faith alone save you? Of course not. There has to be obedience. And obedience is part of faith. It's not works that's added to faith. Faith produces works over and over and over. Not the hearers of the word are justified before God, but the doers. Ain't going to get nowhere except straight to hell. Just hearing and hearing and hearing and saying, well, I believe that. And never doing. Going right on your selfish ways. Ain't no work of God been done in your heart and your life. No. When you're born again and the Spirit of God comes, you're, fruit of the Spirit is, amen, right off the gate, right out of the gate. First thing, love toward who? God and others, not yourself. Amen. For not the hearers of the word of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3, and hereby do we know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. You can go to any Baptist church you want to tonight and they'll say, you can read them that verse and they'd say, well, nobody keeps His commandments. I've asked Baptist preachers that before. I said, do you know God? Yes, I know God. Do you keep His commandments? Well, of course not. Nobody can keep the commandments. All right, well, then explain that verse to me right there. And then in John, I believe St. John says in verse 9, says, He that saith, I know Him and keepeth not His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in Him. What about that? So it all comes down to this. You hear the word of God and you keep it. You hear the word of God and you do it. And you're justified before God. I mean, He's identifying who's really real and who's not. Words are cheap. God said in the Old Testament, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. You call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say. What's this all about? So it's up to each one of us to put into practice what we know to be the basic rule of living among the sons of men. Yep, we just got a short little walk here. Life's pretty short. It is. Sojourners here. But it's like we was talking Wednesday night. I hope that you understand that you got to be a part of the kingdom of God. And a citizen there and not, and this here, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, all the rest of them confessed and acknowledged that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. And they looked for a city. They was looking somewhere else because they were citizens of another kingdom, not this world. Just passing through here. But while we're here, we've got to deal with people who are selfish and lost and wicked, and we got to deal with one another. How do we do this? We just love them that love us. We're kind to them that are kind to us. We honor them that honor us. Is that the way we do it? No. Not the children of God. No. It's a much higher rule. As you would that others do. It doesn't say as others treat you. It says how you want them to treat you. What you think's right about how to treat you. Treat them that way. Yeah. Say, that's an awful high standard. Well, then you've got an awful high standard for yourself then. It's what you want. It's what you want, how you want to be treated. Treat other people that way. All right, I'll quit. Let's stand. All right. Amen. I mean, if you had to grade yourself on this here, would you pass or fail? Hey, what if everybody here got to vote on everybody else here? I mean, if we knew each other well enough and we got to vote, what if you just in your family, you just graded one another on, you know, just pick one out. Now we're all going to grade you. We're going to see how you're doing on this. Would you pass or fail? Pretty important, because Jesus said not the hearers are justified before God, but the doers. Right?
Yes,
that's right. How do you do? I mean, I ain't saying how do you do. I'm saying how do you do with this? Seriously, I mean, consider your own self. Everybody needs to judge themselves. Judgment must begin at the house of God. We gotta. If we judge ourselves, then we don't need to be judged. All right. Why don't you try it? People are going to aggravate you. People are going to do you dirty. People are going to be mean to you. People are going to treat you wrong. But what are we supposed to do about that? I believe Jesus said something about pray for them that despitefully use you. Didn't he say that? Didn't he say bless them that curse you? Yeah. I believe he said love your enemies. Reckon that's the way he means for it to work? Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. You want to be treated good, don't you? Treat other people that way, no matter how they treat you. That's the way of a Christian. That's the way that God wants us to be. Don't you believe that's right? Oh, yes. And if we go out of here and practice it, it'd make a difference. Make a difference in our homes. It'd make a difference in our church. It'd make a difference in our neighbors. It'd make a difference in the people we work with. It really would. Oh, my. Think about your life. God's put you in a job. God's put you in around certain people. And don't take it lightly. Realize that's God's charge for you now where you're at. Be a good witness for God. Show patience, show kindness, be long-suffering with other people. Do good to them even when they do evil to you. Promise you, we got God's promise here that you'll come out ahead. Yes, you will. It'll work that way. Getting even won't work. Eye for eye and tooth for tooth, that won't get us nowhere. The cause of God will suffer. That's not the way that it works now. Amen. Bow your heads. We have a word of prayer. Pray you'll take this to heart. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you, Lord, for the instruction here in righteousness. Basic stuff. Just simple. We already know this. But Lord, we need to be reminded. We need to hear it spoken. And we need to have it just rubbed in our face every once in a while. And brought to our attention. We need to be charged and challenged to live the way you've commanded us to live here. Please help us, Lord, in the hard situations in life. There's people that are hard to deal with this way. They try us. They're hard on our patience. They're hard for us to put up with and to do this with. But we can. With your help, and by your grace and with the help of the Spirit of God in us, we can do what you've commanded us to do here and instructed us. Please help us to go out and do it. Help us through the week, Lord. As we go about our lives, I pray you'd provide for us. Pray you'd meet our needs. Pray you would protect us as we're out on the roads and all the other things. And Lord, I pray that you would be with these situations that we've prayed for at the beginning of the service. I help these folks that are in trouble so with their health. Give us a good safe trip home tonight. And Lord, help us to remember one another in prayer through the week in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Everybody got a word real quick before we go. I'm kind of... Yes. Wonderful. Let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. Amen. Amen. All right.